Up next, Grinding for Days, a brand new show where we discuss gaming, movies, music, pop culture, and more. And now, your hosts, Kieran and Kyle.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Grinding for Days, episode 5.
We're back.
We are back, and we are bad motherfuckers. I am Kieran.
I'm Kyle.
And this is our show. What are we going to be talking about this week, Kyle?
Well, you wanted to discuss Overwatch Halloween, the patch. Did they already release it?
Yeah, it came out a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
As anyone who listens to this podcast knows, I'm an avid Overwatch player. It's
he has a shirt on right now.
I'm wearing an Overwatch shirt right now.
You don't see that kind of dedication in gaming that much.
I got it at Hot Topic.
Cause I see a lot of Mass Effect like N7 hoodies, though.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
And that's
cool
because I love Mass Effect.
Well, there's a new one
coming,
isn't
there?
Everybody
I want to say nice hoodie.
But nice hoodie, Commander Shepard.
Yeah, just look over at them on the train. Hey, you kind of remind me of Commander Shepard.
You kind of remind me of... I can't even think of any of the character names off the top of my head. It's been so long.
What were you saying, though?
You kind of remind me of Garrus.
Garrus, yeah.
Who's that big... Who are those big turtle-looking guys?
Oh, yeah. They're like kind of like barbarians.
Yeah, they had like a Klingon. They were kind of like the Klingons.
I'm drawing a blank. They're cool, though.
And Rex. Rex was the guy. Yeah, you kind of look like Rex.
And there was one in two.
There was they were victims of the genophage.
Yeah, and you could decide whether their whole race continues or dies in that one part.
Yeah, I decided because
they're
to
so
let
dangerous.
Them continue.
Did you?
Yeah,
I canceled them.
You canceled the. I can't remember the name of the species.
Because they were too fucking dangerous, man. By how they described it in the Mass Effect world.
Well, we're less than 2 minutes in and we have digressed already.
We do that a lot, as you've noticed.
So, Overwatch Halloween patch. New skins. A really bunch of cool new skins. Junkrat, Reaper, Mercy, and Roadhog. And who else got skins? Soldier, Pharah.
Did everybody get skins?
Not everybody got them, no.
Oh.
Some people got
skins.
And it's
free, right? Or is it not?
Well...
You win the skins?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, it's all...
But you can also buy loot boxes.
In a match, you win stuff, right?
Every time you level up,
you
get a
loot
box.
Don't you?
I've never spent money on a loot box. No.
I wouldn't.
No.
No.
And you can earn in-game credits, and you can spend
microtransactions for me.
No, I paid my money for the game, and that's that.
Yeah.
But, like, some of
the
people...
Batman, like, remember in Arkham City, I bought the... I don't know, it was like $2.50 or $5 for all the Batman skins. And some of them were so cool.
Oh,
like
they had the Adam West skin.
Yeah, they had that. They had the 70s
Batman.
70s Batman,
that was a wicked skin.
They had
skin.
The Frank Miller, Dark Knight Returns.
They had
one.
Batman Beyond.
Yeah, because you saw me play it. I played the arcade mode a lot. I loved it. So
but,
fun.
I don't spend money on cosmetic shit. I'll buy, like, extra content. I'll buy DLC, extra missions, that kind of stuff.
Like, but, you know, for Resident Evil 4, you played that, right?
Not very much, a little bit.
It had Mercenaries mode. And it was kind of, like, you've played modes, though, in games where after you're done the single player, they have some kind of mode where you can play, and it's, like, time attacks.
Well, Resident
attack.
Evil 3 had Mercenaries
a
mode,
lot of games have
which
that.
I played.
Yeah. Resident Evil 3 did?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and it was, that's probably where it started. And then I think that was a Vita game, too. It was called Resident Evil Mercenaries, and it was just, like kind of light maps from 4, but it was a super fun mode. You had to get, you got more time for how you killed the zombies. You found time, like deposits.
And you had to get to,
I
like
played that for a long time.
Point A to point B.
Yeah, I played that for a long time, but games that have that have a lot of replay value. And Batman had that with that arcade mode.
Oh, yeah, with the challenge modes.
Yeah, challenge modes.
Those were
and
great.
I beat all of them.
I love Batman. I love Arkham City, Arkham Asylum, Arkham Knight.
So good.
Even Arkham Origins I like. I have them all because I actually got... it's a funny story that I'm going to digress into here, but I actually got... I bought a video card maybe a year or two ago. I bought a GTX 970, which I'm still using. And when I bought the card, they had a special promotion on, and you got download codes for Witcher 3 and Batman Arkham Knight.
Very nice.
That was the third. Yeah, it was a good deal. And so Witcher 3, great game. No complaints about
that.
Love that
game. I'm
Arkham,
replaying it right now.
Yeah, I'm going to start it over one of these days because I got like so close to the end, and then my hard drive crashed, and I lost all my data.
What a bastard.
Yeah, it was really heartbreaking.
You should get Hearts of Stone and...
Bloodborne and I'll probably too. Get the DLC when it goes on sale. I got it. I got the good old games.
The DLCs
version.
Are so good, man.
Yeah,
they're excellent.
They're really great games.
I have a friend. He agrees with me. That's probably my favorite game I've ever played. Literally, is The Witcher 3.
Yeah, I can
that,
imagine
that might be the best game I've ever played. It's just so good. It looks beautiful.
Oh yeah,
like just going around in that world, Velen, White Orchard, the cities,
it's the
just,
characters.
Yeah,
you
the
mean?
Characters are so rich and they're funny and there's a sense of humor.
Oh
in
yeah,
that game
the
at
writing
all times.
Is great. The stories
Jeez,
are great.
Divination. That's one book you find. It's how they. It's a magic spell process for creating cheese.
Nice.
Yeah, and just like there's a really keen sense of humor in The Witcher, which is awesome. Yeah. Even in like. In Gwent, like, some of the cards, like, the descriptions and stuff have really funny little captions and stuff. We're mentioning Gwent again. It's the open beta actually comes out October 25th, so I'm going to be playing that
Kyle
for sure.
Kyle loves him some Gwent.
Can't wait to play Gwent. Well, they've revamped it completely. They've changed the whole game pretty much. Like, at the start, I was thinking, oh, they must have left a lot intact. They've added so many cards and so many abilities. You know, like Magic, how there's like so many complicated
yeah.
abilities they all have.
I've never played Magic.
Like tap this on this
oh,
turn,
I played it on
bring
the Xbox.
Two back, but if not, like it gets very complex. Yeah, I've played it. I played it a long time ago.
I'm familiar. I've never played the actual card game, but I've played
I used
like,
to
the
collect
Xbox
them.
Version.
Yeah, it was a good game.
Yeah, you're about that
Great
age.
Great artwork. Yeah,
yeah oh
totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I don't have any of the cards anymore, but...
They but anyways, the other game I got with my video card purchase yeah. was Batman Arkham Knight, right? Which, yeah. as many people know, was a disaster on
yes.
the PC.
Yes.
And they ended up fixing it. And overall, I think it's a pretty good game. But for those of us, and I got the game for free, so I'm not complaining. But for those of us who stuck with it, they gave us all the other Batman games for free.
Damn.
Like Arkham City, Arkham Origins.
That's a pretty good
Arkham Asylum
Consolation.
With all the DLC.
That's like when PS3, do you remember
when they gave everyone a free game?
Yeah, because
yeah,
the servers got hacked.
Yeah. What did I get? I got
that
Infamous.
That was a colossal.
That was the game.
Oh, you got Infamous.
I got Infamous and I got
Infamous. Oh man.
That was a good game.
I forgot all about Infamous, but yeah. I played it.
Yeah,
it and was it good. Was good. It yeah. was good. It's good for one playthrough though. Second one it's kind of boring.
I don't even think I completed it.
But it definitely makes you feel like a superhero, you know, like...
Or a supervillain.
Yes.
I played
no,
the
you
good.
Could
I played the good.
Well, I tried to make it funner the second time by playing as a supervillain, because it's always fun. Like, in Mass Effect, it's fun to go back and do everything
Renegade.
Bad, because it's completely different how Shepard...
Yeah, I did that, acts. Too. I played Mass Effect.
Like, when both. He slams that overzealous fan into the wall... And stuff like just stuff like that, or punches the newswoman in the face. That's one of the funniest things in all of gaming. The newswoman is pushing the mic and the camera in your face. Blah blah blah. He just socks her in the fucking face.
Yep,
it's hilarious.
That might be a bit more acceptable with female Shepherd, but
it was so absurd and hilarious.
The social justice warriors would have their field.
Oh, they'd shut that down.
He's hitting women.
Violence against woman from bad Shepherd. I just said woman, as in one, instead of plural. I apologize, women around the world.
Sorry, ladies. Kyle's a pig.
Oh, well, they'll get used to me. But, yeah, so they gave you those skins, and you're slowly winning them in your games. And
well, I don't buy loot boxes, but you can buy some of the guys I've played with have spent like $100 on loot boxes.
You just subscribe to that monthly underwear subscription service you were telling me about on the other week. Yeah,
I don't.
I know. I'm just
I get
kidding.
My underwear at like Walmart.
Yeah. And like I said, you probably end up with way too much.
But if they want to, if the people from MeUndies hear this,
would you ever do that? Would you ever get the?
No, I wouldn't because I
get
enough.
It just looks like junk, man.
I get enough crap cluttered up my house.
I don't need all that junks.
I noticed it must be catching on though because I noticed.
I think a lot of people buy that
this year.
It's cheap, isn't it? Like they're pretty.
It's like $20 a month, I think.
Yeah,
I've never subscribed, but I noticed they were selling crates at.
From them or just another?
No, it wasn't official
like
loot crate,
Spencer's
but it was just some people. But they were selling crates at the Calgary Comic Expo this year, and it was like $20. And okay. I think they had like a deluxe one for $30, and they were just stuffed with random
goodies.
Yeah, nerd goodies. You know,
I've got enough nerd goodies, and so do you.
And I would, yeah, I do. And I would end up with a bunch of those Funko vinyl pop things that I hate. God, I don't like those.
Do people buy those?
Yeah, people do.
That's insane.
My friend
Games just has stacks of the pyramids of them.
My friend just went to the New York Comic Con, and he waited in line for hours to get like the special exclusive New York Comic Con ones. And I don't even know what they were. I don't know what like franchise. Like
probably
they
were the mascot of the comic. You know, each con has its own little mascot. Calgary I think they has had like from, a girl, like a
they
hot
have Emily
chick.
Expo. Yeah,
yeah,
and she's also in the Edmonton ones too.
Emily Expo, we'd like to meet you.
Yeah, we love you, Emily Expo. And we understand that cosplay is not consent, but we would gladly take your consent.
Is that an ongoing controversy with cosplay?
I think so. I think, you know, some of the ladies...
I don't
ladies,
know enough about it.
I mean, I never
I like good
would.
Cosplay. It's cool. Like, yeah, me some too. Of The Witcher has awesome cosplay.
The best cosplay I saw at last year's con, really or this year's stuff. Con, was there was a group of people, and they were... the Mad Max Fury Road, like there was a Morton Joe, and there was actually a girl who was actually pregnant who was dressed up like the one girl from the movie.
One of the breeder women.
Yeah, the one that was pregnant.
Yeah.
And then there was a bunch of guys dressed up as... what
the War Boys.
Yeah, the War Boys. Yeah. And they were all walking through the con as a group, and they couldn't get more than 2 feet without somebody stopping them and asking to take a picture. So I think that was probably their... But their costumes were amazing.
Because that only came out a few, like the month before that.
Oh, that is one of the great movies of the last few years. Yeah.
Yeah, completely.
Fury Road. That is definitely the best Mad Max film.
Oh, big time.
Did you play the Mad Max game at all?
I have it. My friend lent it to me. I still haven't tried it.
It's pretty good.
Should I try it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's kind of like Batman Arkham City.
It's not set in that. Is it set in the movies?
No, but they do have War Boys.
Okay.
The Mad Max doesn't look anything like any movie Mad Max.
Rokitansky.
Well, you are, but he doesn't look like Mel Gibson or Tom Hardy.
I wish they just made him Mel Gibson in all his glory.
That would have been awesome. Or or you could choose the skin.
Mel would be so happy too. He's just dying for work. Did you see Get the Gringo with Mel Gibson?
No.
He's locked in a Mexican prison. And he's the only American or white guy.
And he
there.
Starts yelling out racist epithets at all the
all the inmates. No, he's got to survive in there. It's a pretty funny movie.
And it's a comedy,
or
it's unintentionally funny.
No, it's supposed to be a little funny. It's definitely not a comedy. I guess it's supposed to.
Oh,
be
but
a
it's
thriller.
Got some humor in it.
Yeah,
kind of like
well,
Pulp
just
Fiction
him being there makes it funny. You know,
I can
regardless.
See that.
So, but no.
So anyway, yeah, Overwatch. Back to that. So yeah, there was a bunch of skins, and then they added a new brawl game, which was Dr. Junkenstein's Monster.
And what are those? What are the brawl?
Well, they change. They change depending
but what do you do
on. It's just like a little mini game. Like during the summer games, they had Lucio Ball, which was like you used Lucio, who's one of the characters.
Yeah.
And you had a big soccer ball, and it was very similar to Rocket League.
Okay.
And you had to get the ball. It was like a game of soccer, but you had like blast the ball with your.
Was it fun?
Yeah, it was all right.
It was all right.
I prefer just playing regular competitive in Overwatch, but
yeah.
The new one is
with
good.
With first-person shooters, I'm so boring, man. I just do team deathmatch over and over.
Well, there's no choice.
No, there's no team deathmatch.
No, it's all capture points.
Yes. It's been a long time since I played an online multiplayer.
I always like the capture the flag or, you know, capture the
area. Capture the area, like defuse the bomb.
Yeah, because it seems
a little more... Seek and Destroy is kind of cool where you have one... In the Call of Duty series, you have one death, you know, per round, and you go.
Yeah.
It makes it, or hardcore, I guess you could call that. I think it's the same idea, but yeah, that kind of makes it more interesting.
So what does hardcore mode entail again? I forget.
Well, it's different with, you know, all games, hardcore mode means something different, but I remember back in the day for Diablo 2, it had a hardcore mode.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
And I think all your items dropped when you died. And I think death was permanent too. I think it was permanent. But in Call of Duty 4, it was hardcore was, I think there was only one death per round. So kind of like Counter-Strike. But it's just something more permanent deaths and just harder all
I
around.
used to like
Yeah.
Counter-Strike, but I haven't played since
Counter-Strike, yeah.
I haven't played since it was a Half-Life mod.
And you played Source, you said. So that was after
Maybe.
after it came out.
But I kind of got out of it pretty quick.
Yeah, it was okay.
I played a lot of online shooters. I think Battlefield 1's going to be good. What do you think?
Oh yeah.
I think I'm going to
Looks
pick that
awesome.
up and maybe Titanfall 2.
I'll come over here and watch you play it though before I buy it,
All right.
because I'm terrible at Battlefield. I got sick. Like Battlefield 3, I just got demolished every round. But I had fun. It
Yeah,
really feels
it's
like you're
tough.
feels like you're part of a war. You know what I mean? Like a kind of like Battlefront.
Now, what I really want to see, and this is not on our
Yeah,
list of topics, but what I
that's okay.
really want to see, and I've only seen it a couple of times in games, and one that I've actually played, is a persistent war
Yes.
where every game kind of
Furthers a cause or takes
contributes to
away.
who's winning the war. And there was a
Yeah,
game I
that sounds like
played.
a good idea. Like, isn't World of Warcraft like that a bit?
Kind of, yeah.
Like,
Well,
because there's factions and
yeah.
like,
Well, you can play for the Horde, or you can play
and
for
aren't
the
they
Alliance.
competing for something?
I think they do have like big battles, but I
Yeah.
didn't get that much into
They
World of
had something
Warcraft.
in Demon's Souls called World Tendency. Sorry, I burped my way through that one.
World
World
Tendency?
Tendency? No, World Tendency. I never really got what the fuck it actually
I've
meant.
never even. Is that in Dark Souls 3?
No, it's in Demon's Souls. The first Souls game
Really?
ever, yes. There's this
Which I
something.
have.
Yeah, it was. Okay, I think they have the server shut off for that game. You know what I mean? The multiplayer features.
Yeah.
Those games have revolutionary multiplayer features, by the way.
Yeah, they
They
do.
really do.
Yeah.
So fun.
Yeah.
Such good ideas. The fact you can see how other people died, they can leave messages.
Yeah.
It's so good. But
It's way more subtle than
it's
other
very subtle.
games.
Yeah. It's very subtle.
It incorporates itself into the single player campaign. Yeah.
Yes, definitely. And a lot of times if you don't have your humanity, you won't certain NPCs won't invade you and then you won't get their items. And there are a
Okay.
lot of them are like one of a kind
Yeah.
items. Yeah. 'Cause I walk around in those games a lot dead without
Oh
humanity,
yeah.
you know what
Well,
I
I've
mean?
played enough Dark Souls 1
They change
and
that in
Demon
every game
Souls
though. In
and Dark Souls
three
2.
It's not as important. You don't lose health, you know what I mean? Well, yes, you do. Your health bar is smaller, but in Dark Souls 2 and in Demon's Souls, as you die, your health bar gets increasingly small. So that makes it harder. They took
Yeah.
that away in Demon's Souls, or sorry, in Dark Souls 1, and then in 3 they took that away. So humanity in Dark Souls 3 allows you to summon people, be invaded, have more health. There's and be invaded by NPCs. Yeah, all that. But anyway, what were we just talking
We were
about
talking about
originally?
Call of Duty Hardcore mode,
Yeah, sorry. No, but
which is like XCOM Iron Man mode.
yeah, but no, after that we were talking about like a game mode and like multiplayer features before I. Oh, the World Tendency thing. Sorry.
Oh, like the
Yeah.
persistent online
Yes,
war.
yes. So I never really figured out, and a lot of people didn't really figure it out, what the fuck exactly this World Tendency meant, but it didn't work by the time I played it. It wasn't really a thing, but
It's a tough thing to
I
do.
think it affected how many monsters and how hard the monsters were, how much
They're
health they had. All that was all the people playing together made the World Tendency shift,
okay.
which is a great idea,
It is,
obviously. Yeah.
yeah.
So that was cool.
There needs to be impacts on, like, there was a game I
Yes.
played on the Xbox 360, and it was called Tom Clancy's End War. I don't know if
I
anyone
remember
ever played that.
the name.
It was kind of revolutionary in a couple of ways. Like, you could give verbal commands to your soldiers with the microphone,
Yeah.
which was kind of cool. You could
That
say,
was the
like,
first. Oh, it was the. That was a strategy game,
it was
right?
kind of
And
like
it
a
was
real-time
voice
strategy,
command.
yeah. But
Yeah.
after a while, you just ended up inputting the commands with your controller.
That was a good game, though,
It
wasn't
was
it?
a decent game, but the only
It
thing
had good
was it was a
reviews, I
persistent war
remember.
because every battle contributed to the overall war.
Oh, okay.
And there was three factions, right? It was like in the
Huh.
future, there was USA and there was
Yeah.
Russia,
USA.
and then there was like unified Europe.
Russia.
And nobody wanted to play anything except for USA, so all the players were on the USA, and there was I played on the
Nobody
Europe
wanted to be
side.
anything but
Nobody wanted
USA.
to be, yeah.
Jeez.
So it got really imbalanced.
So there's USA, Russia, and What was the other
faction? Unified Europe.
Unified Europe.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay.
And
that's not so far off from the future.
That's what I played. Yeah. Superpowers. Well, that's what they keep saying. Unified Europe is going to rise up and the Antichrist is going to come from there.
Who is saying that? Nobody.
That's what they used to say when I was a kid.
Really?
Now people are saying Donald Trump is the Antichrist, but...
They are? Yeah. I thought most Christians are into Donald Trump in the States.
Some are.
Like evangelical Baptists.
No, right? No, they've disavowed him because of all his grab him by the pussy kind of shit.
Oh, that. That's...
Fuck her in the pussy. It's the same. Donald Trump.
It's the same
Nobody
idea.
Nobody grabs pussies like I do, okay? It's going to be tremendous. I'm going to grab him by the pussy. I'm going to take him out like a six-pack, hold him like a bowling ball.
That's what I thought right away. Does he pick them up like a bowling ball? Is that one of his locker really room jokes or what?
We're not even American, but I hope fucking Trump does not get elected.
I won't care. I mean, it's going to
be It's not going to make much of a difference.
It'll be funny, I think. Maybe not. Maybe it'll
and
be
the
horrific,
U.S. survived 8 years of George W. Bush, so they'll be okay.
I think he's a little less qualified than that guy, even.
Yeah, he definitely is.
He seems aloof on many things.
He's the first presidential candidate who has appeared on WWE several times, you know?
Yeah, people keep posting that footage of him.
Stone Cold giving him the stunner.
Yeah.
But Trump was always showing up. The very first WrestleMania, Donald, or the second one.
You know what? He's back when MMA was pretty much illegal in most U.S. states. It's still illegal in New York.
Really?
Yeah.
So they can only have MMA in certain states?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's legal in all of Canada, though.
Oh, okay.
But I think New York might be the last state holding out. Wow. And you know why I hear that is? It's some restaurant union and, like, mobster-connected fucks trying to monopolize it, you know? Yeah, it's some kind of, like, cartel of, like, restaurant and, like, beverage.
So it's Johnny Sack and the New York
It's
crew.
Johnny Sacramone. It's some crooked shit going on there.
You know,
though.
I heard his wife had a 95-pound mole removed from her ass.
You better hope that doesn't get back to Johnny Sack in the can. No, he wasn't in the can then.
Well,
we're making Sopranos references here for all you.
One day we're going to do a full Sopranos podcast. Yes. I'm thinking next year.
We're going to watch. We'll have Adam, my buddy who plays Road to Respect. Road to Respect, and we'll talk to him.
Well, 2017 will be the 10th anniversary of the finale, so I think we're going to have to do a special episode.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Dedicated to The Sopranos.
For sure.
For the 10th
anniversary. There's so much to talk about with that show.
Yeah.
Well, me and you have been talking about it
for
5 years.
I have watched that show so many times.
I'm about to do a rewatch soon, I think.
I got the Blu-rays.
Yeah, I have one out to give it a watch. Oh yeah, last time you said you're gonna lend me Preacher.
Oh yeah, you forgot to take it.
Yeah, this time I will, and I'll bring back
your other ones.
I will
lend you the
ones.
Preacher. Yeah,
because I really want to check that out.
Yeah,
Clark, Preacher
Clark
keeps
awesome.
Asking me about that too.
Yeah, he watched it.
Preacher,
because I lent
really
him the books.
Yeah. So if you like it, I trust your opinion as a Preacher fan.
Yeah,
I'll take your
I love
your
me
word
some
on
Preacher.
It.
I love
I'll take
me
you
some
for
Garth
your word.
Ennis. I love anything that Garth Ennis does.
Me too.
Apparently, yeah. Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg, who did Preacher for TV, now want to do The Boys.
Yeah.
As a series. Have
the
you
Boys.
Read The Boys?
Yes, it's hilarious.
Yeah, it's a great comic.
Kevin The Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought
Wee
that
Huey.
Was so good. Yeah, I mentioned The Invisibles on a previous episode of Grinding for Days, and I said it was by Garth Ennis. It's not, sorry. It's by Alan Moore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so...
Alan Moore has done some great stuff, too.
Yes. He has a different style than Garth Ennis,
He's a little
though,
more
but he's
pretentious.
A little more. He's so pissed off at the Watchmen, like, remakes, movies.
Actually, no, the thing that pissed him off was...
He doesn't like the movie. Yet.
League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
That pissed him off,
and
but so did the movie. I think he
but
hates
that was
the movie.
When he that was when he said, I don't want my name on any more of the movies.
No more.
Because the Watchmen movie, they did a good job. Nobody can deny that.
I love the Watchmen movie as
they
a
did
fan.
A good job.
Yeah,
but
totally.
Like his name is not on the V for Vendetta movie either, which they did a really good job on.
That movie's awesome.
Yeah. And it's
except I think it inspired thousands of people from Anonymous watching
to wear those
wearing
masks.
Fucking Guy Fawkes masks.
That's all right.
Yeah. So, you know.
Our computer's going off.
Did we have a whole system
shut
down?
Are we still recording? No, it just goes into sleep mode.
Okay.
We're still going.
I was really frightened for a second.
Were you?
No,
that's
not really.
Okay, Kyle. I'm here to comfort you.
I don't doubt that for a second. But could you bring our list up, my friend?
Oh, yeah, we got more topics.
I've forgotten what's on the dossier.
Mafia 3.
Yes. So we talked a bit about the setting and the game in a previous episode. Now that it's out, I've read some impressions and reviews. And people say the game has a great setting. New Bordeaux, I think, is the city. It's New Orleans.
Yeah,
and a mix of other cities they usually do in those games. But people say the city's awesome, the driving's awesome, which is really hard to get good driving in those games.
Yeah.
A lot of them just have terrible driving. Or it's just not as good as GTA usually, right? Which has excellent driving.
Well, GTA is the go-to game.
It is. It's the gold standard of open
world. As far as the open world
yes,
city games.
Pretty much. And it's so, there's not a lot of glitches in GTA.
No. And they get patched out pretty quick.
Like almost none. It runs butter smooth and is very, very impressive.
One thing I love about GTA is they really back up the game. They keep adding it. Like they just added a new patch.
Yeah, the bikers thing.
Yeah, the biker gang thing.
Yeah.
I haven't played it yet. But I'm going to
try that out.
Take a break from Overwatch and go get on some GTA.
Yeah.
You know what I've been playing a lot lately is Gauntlet.
You've been playing Gauntlet. I've been playing Icewind Dale.
But like the new
Gauntlet. We're so retro.
Well, no, the new Gauntlet that just came out a couple of years ago, but it's really well done.
It's not that new, man. A few years ago.
Well, it's newer than Gauntlet. When did the original Gauntlet come out? Like 1984, I think? 1985?
Yeah, I played the arcade version and
We used to go to the arcade and you couldn't get near the machine. There would be like a ton of people around it with their quarters all up. Remember when people used to put quarters up?
Because it was four player, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what made it really fun.
And you couldn't get near the Gauntlet machine. So I didn't play it a lot.
No. Yeah, it was pretty much hack and slash action.
Yeah.
But Mafia 3, people say it has an amazing story, amazing setting. It really deals well with the racial strife of the 1960s. You play a black character, which is not a common thing in a lot of games. Like, did you ever see that thing they did some kind of comparison? And most gaming protagonists are white and look like Nathan Drake from Uncharted. There's like a laundry list of guys who look exactly like Nathan Drake.
Like Joel from The Last of Us?
Yes, exactly. They have a stubble, the little creamed haircut.
Like the dude from Splinter Cell.
Yeah.
Sam Fisher.
Yeah, him too. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's just a huge
that.
List of them and they all look
solid Snake.
I didn't realize
a
that.
Bit.
Yeah, him too. Yeah, a little bit for sure. But there's a lot of white protect. It's the same in movies, whatever, you know. That's how it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not gonna say anything more about that. But it's a black protagonist, and same with Franklin from GTA 5.
Oh,
that's the puppet?
Yeah.
He's black, right? Yeah.
Yeah, Franklin.
Yeah. No, Franklin, the character from GTA
5. Oh, he was great, though.
He was probably the coolest character. They didn't develop his backstory enough, though. He was the least developed of Michael, Trevor. Like it developed them as characters a little more, but I wish it would have developed him a little.
What about CJ?
CJ, too. Yeah, from San Andreas. That was the other black protagonist. But so they did a good job in this game with having, you know, the racial politics of the 1960s. They freely drop the N-bomb in the game and all that, which makes it authentic, obviously. And all the they handle all that well, so it's not stupid.
Well, people can't pretend that didn't happen. A lot of people would like to pretend.
And to do it in a video game, it could turn out horrible.
I'm not saying it's right, but that's the way it was back in the 60s, the 70s.
Yeah, especially in the South.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
And that would be like Louisiana where the game's taking place. Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, and he comes back from Vietnam, which a lot of black soldiers were in Vietnam.
Yeah, like Bubba.
Yeah. For sure.
He wanted to open a shrimp restaurant.
Okay, who's Bubba?
Forrest Gump's buddy.
Okay, yeah.
He didn't make it back.
A lot of people didn't make it back.
Dicks out for Bubba.
But I think he's a Vietnam vet, and he's got a huge... I didn't notice it. I was just watching a trailer when you were upstairs earlier, and he's got a massive scar on the side of his head. Do you see that? The main character's got like a... It looks like somebody tried to fucking open his brain
up. Well,
in
the game,
it
probably explains where
it's a wound from war or something like that. I was like, wow, like I've never seen a scar that bad on a main character, actually.
I think the tutorial level actually takes place in Vietnam.
In Vietnam. That would make sense. That would make a lot of sense.
And there hasn't been enough good Vietnam games. That's, back in the 80s when I was a kid, it was all about Vietnam. You know, you had Rambo, you had Missing in Action, you had Platoon, you had Hamburger Hill, you had Full Metal Jacket.
And the games like Contra and stuff were inspired by it partly.
Kind of.
Image-wise.
Ikari Warriors.
But I guess Contra was probably more influenced by like 1980s, like war
Predator,
stuff.
Aliens. Like there was sci-fi elements for sure in Contra.
Yeah. For sure. And the CIA Contra program was that like cocaine for
That was going on like the Iran that's probably Contra not where scandal. They, yeah. That was going on
that
with
too.
All
I don't know the exact meaning of that word, so I probably shouldn't speak on it too much, but I don't know. I kind of sense like doesn't Contra take place in South America? Kind of looks
I
like
think
it does.
It does, yeah.
Yeah. I thought so.
I've never researched the lore of
the
Contra.
The lore of Contra.
I had Contra on the NES, and I had Super C.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, those games are awesome.
They're Contras. Still making them, I think. Wasn't there a Contra that came out a couple years ago on Xbox Live?
Did you play Bionic Commando?
On the NES?
One? No, the one
I didn't.
Gen. It was terrible.
I heard it was pretty bad, so I avoided it.
Yeah, terrible.
But I had Bionic Commando on NES.
It's got a shitty dreadlocked main character. It looks like a goof. The story sucked.
Those remakes oftentimes are not that great.
Edgy. You know? Making them edgy.
Syndicate, I heard, was pretty good, the remake. But I would still probably rather play something like the old Syndicate, like the Bullfrog Software 1992, I think it came out.
Mm-hmm.
You ever play Syndicate back in the day?
No.
It was kind of like XCOM.
Cool.
But
So the first XCOM, we were talking about that in an earlier episode. It was called Enemy Unknown, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't called XCOM.
It was called XCOM Enemy Unknown.
Oh, okay.
And then there was XCOM Terror from the Deep.
What was that? The second one?
Yeah, that was the
like
second
one.
Like
the old school games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot
I'm
of
still
the
hacking away
took
at
place
XCOM,
underwater.
Dude. It's so fun. I got XCOM. A little farther, and man, just it introduces new elements, new enemies. I don't quite have a psionics lab built.
Oh, yeah. So. Get the psionics lab.
Yeah. But it's, you know what I built right away? Which I was talking about those tips that guy was giving for the game, and one of them was build that facility where you can get another squad member, so you can get five people
instead of four. Oh, the advanced warfare.
I got that right away before the psionics lab.
That also heals your characters faster.
It heals them faster.
I think that's
okay. That makes sense.
It's been a while. I gotta get back and play some XCOM.
Totally. And the Avatar Project, is that the when they get to that, is that end game? It's ticking.
It
for
can
me.
Be. It can be.
Yeah, I feel like I need to do more.
Yeah, you got to do some. You got to take out the advent facilities to.
I'm on one right now. It's a hard mission.
Yeah, there's they're not easy.
That game is really hard. It's so fun when you beat
so
it.
So good. It's so exhilarating when
it is. Yeah.
You pull off that awesome mission.
Yes.
Flawless. Completely. I've pulled off a few flawlesses lately.
I've only got
excellent. But I'm playing with mods.
On all the missions I've played so far, I've got excellent, but I've never got flawless. I don't know how you get that.
That's when no one gets wounded.
Okay, yeah, no.
And no one gets killed, definitely no one gets
that.
Wounded.
And they get shaken. That wasn't in Enemy Unknown.
Yeah, get yourself what's the helmet there? You can get the helmet for the soldiers that are shaken there. It's the mind shield, I think it's called.
Is that what does it?
And then because shaken basically means they're more vulnerable to.
And then if they don't get wounded on the next mission,
then they're shaken. Then their will is restored. Yeah.
But the whole will system they added, I think. I'm pretty sure. I don't think that was in the last.
It kind of was. Yeah. Yeah. Well, the original had will.
No, they just had wounded. They didn't have the will.
Oh, yeah. In that game. But, I mean, the original, they had will. But, there was, like, there was never a shaken. There was never a shaken.
Which is a cool idea, because soldiers do get PTSD. And just seeing it's cool, because in that game, it's got a sense of dread and horror to it, too. Like the X-Files or whatever else. And when they see, they panic and stuff, it's crazy, because none of them have ever seen any of these aliens before. Like, the faceless comes out, which is a really scary-looking
shape-shifting
flesh monster. It comes out, and people are panicking, running in all directions. And it's interesting, because they haven't seen you know, the monster that looks like that, and you just imagine real soldiers, what would happen if they had to face
things like that. If a human being just suddenly went,
yeah, blah, you're going to rescue, turned into a fucking fleshy 10-foot tall, you know, freakazoid.
And those things do some damage, man.
You gotta just wish for them to miss.
You gotta take those out, like, as fast as possible.
And those bastard sectoids fucking always reanimating people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
my sectoids in XCOM 2 are a lot scarier than the sectoids in XCOM 1.
There's a lot of status effects, too, they added.
Yeah.
Like, I think disoriented they added.
Yeah, and you can do that to them. You can give it back to them later.
Yeah.
It's great.
It just progresses so well, and the idea of that you're finding pieces of their technology as you go and building on using their technology to expand on your existing technology. And just, it's just such a good game. Like, such a good idea.
Let's not forget about those Advent burgers.
I haven't got that far.
Oh, they keep mentioning the Advent burgers.
What are they? Oh, yes. No, I know what you're, and they don't know what's in them. But they're like, oh, those are good.
Yeah, I wish I had an Advent burger right about now. But yeah, they hint strongly that it's made out of people. Yeah, like Soylent Green.
Yes. Yeah, totally.
It's made out of people.
There's those green vats with the bodies in them. Like, I'm at that part, the facility.
Oh, that's early.
The first facility.
That's early.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm pretty early. I've only played about 5 missions or something, but they were all so solid. What do you put in your squad usually?
My typical XCOM squad?
Yeah.
Unmodded?
Do you change it up every level?
Well, I try to change it up. Well, I usually go, like, I have...
How many snipers do you have?
One, usually.
Yeah.
Or sometimes...
I use one.
Yeah, and I'll have 2 specialists. I'll have a healing and a hacking.
Yes.
And then I'll have a gunner.
Yep.
And...
A brigadier. Or grenadier, or whatever it is.
Yeah, I'll have a grenadier, and I'll have a ranger, and I will
have... I like
the
rangers.
Later on, psionics. Sometimes 2.
What is psionic a class?
Like the psyops, yeah. Once you get the psy center, you can make
a psyop. I thought the specialists would just turn into psyops.
No, you take a rookie and you make him into a psyop.
Yeah, in the facility.
With the mods I've been using, I hate to keep harping on the mods, but you can get up to 12 people in your group.
That sounds disastrous.
Well, I have it up to 8. 8 is my 8. Max.
Doesn't that make it too easy?
No.
How would that not make it easier, having 8 people?
Because the aliens get a little more brutal.
Oh, it tweaks that too.
Yeah, you need those 8 people.
Oh, I see. That makes sense.
But enough about XCOM 2.
I'm not done!
You're not? All right. What do you want to talk about in regards to XCOM 2?
No, I'm done. But no, there's so much we could discuss with that game. It's so good. But your squad, you usually have... a ranger, the brigadier, a sniper, and 2 specialists, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's pretty much what I do too, except for the psyops. But that seems to work for every mission, pretty much. You know?
All right. Why don't we go to Mirror's Edge?
Let's
since we're running a little
Mirror's
low
Edge.
On time.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we're 37 minutes already.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, no, Mirror's Edge, you didn't play it, you said?
No, I've never played Mirror's Edge. And that was a pretty major Xbox release.
It was, because, no, it was actually cool. I ended up getting stuck in it. I couldn't figure out where to go.
I've watched some speedruns on...
I even looked at walkthroughs to get through the part where I was at. I could not figure out what the fuck to do, dude. I was completely stuck. But you know the premise of it. You parkour around in first person... And it actually works really well.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks like a good game. Now, they just released Mirror's Edge Catalyst for what?
The
Xbox
combat
One?
Is apparent. The combat in the first one was shit, but you didn't have to do it much. In this one, you have to do combat, and it's pretty shitty. So
oh, okay.
Some people are complaining about that, but they've improved some of the parkour elements and stuff. The city's like a really stark white, as if you might remember, like just seeing screenshots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seen
it's like
video
high
footage.
Contrast, red, white. She was a courier, I think, in the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was definitely cool. I'm not sure if I rented it or bought it though back then. When it came out, I think the Rogers Video was still around. That was our big movie rental place.
Well, we had Blockbuster.
Blockbuster too, but Rogers closed down after Blockbuster.
Yeah.
It lasted longer.
Are there any video stores left in Calgary?
There's a place. Okay, and Bonus had one 2 years ago.
There was a place in Bonus,
yeah, I remember seeing. 2 years ago they had one there. And it's finally shuttered. It's kind of a sad day. They got Casablanca. That'll always be there. The rare movie place in Calgary.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'll always have that place. Some alderman from Calgary has like a stake in it or something like that.
So, oh, okay. Yeah. So they're safe.
Yeah. And then...
Plus, it's probably a front for Coke and Whores.
It could be. But by me, there's a little plaza with a drugstore and it says movie rentals.
What about those red boxes?
Those are still around, right? Oh, yeah. People use those. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I never used
those. Those replaced the movie store even more so than... Well, Netflix and those.
Like, I'll do.
Uses Redbox like mad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, where my mom lives, there's still video stores.
That's cool.
Like, back home.
There's a page everybody needs to follow on here. It's called Nigerian Blockbuster, I think, or Rwandan Blockbuster. And it's about a Blockbuster in Rwanda.
And it's still around?
It's not real.
Oh, okay.
It's a fake page.
Okay.
It's just funny shit. And somebody made a hilarious trailer. Movie about the Blockbuster and stuff.
Oh wow!
Yeah, we'll watch that later.
Check that out.
You're gonna laugh your ass off. But no, remember Christopher, that candy and carpet smell about movie stores.
Who?
Christopher Moltisanti in The Sopranos.
The candy and carpet.
Candy
smell?
And carpet.
Oh, I love that smell.
Yeah,
I miss.
But that's
video
what he says
stores.
To Adriana about why he loves the movie industry.
Yeah.
That candy and carpet smell. It's those licorice twists.
Well, there used to be a place back home in Windsor, and
I think they smell good, though.
There was a place called Jumbo Video.
Yeah, Jumbo. It was here, too, man.
Did they have them here?
Rogers was, yeah. Jumbo was when I was a kid.
You would walk in, and they would have a big popcorn machine, and you'd help yourself to a bag of popcorn.
And an elephant served it to you.
And go around.
And
well,
put it in your bag with its trunk. You remember that?
No. Well,
that,
Jumbo was an elephant.
That never happened.
But in our store, actually, the horror section was
The
horror section was in the back, and it was like a haunted house.
What?
And you would walk in there.
There was a curtain for porns, I remember.
Yeah, well, the porn section had like the swinging doors, like an old Western saloon.
Yeah.
And then the horror section was like all done in like fake gray brick, and they had like scary sound effects and
Boris
cobwebs.
Karloff's face.
And they had a statue of Freddy Krueger, and and they had a leather face coming out the wall.
That's awesome.
And and you would walk in there, and they'd be playing like creepy sound effects and stuff.
Like
so,
the Exorcist theme, maybe, or something
like
that.
The kind of CDs people play at Halloween.
Okay,
with like werewolf howls.
That sounds really awesome.
It was
in the heyday of movie rentals.
So. Yeah. That was back in like the late 80s, early 90s when we used to go rent.
You should open up a Blockbuster.
Well, nobody would come anymore.
No, but you should look for a license
and just do it anyway.
You should make an unlicensed Blockbuster.
Like
and
Randy
open
Marsh?
It up in this neighborhood.
Like
yeah,
on South Park.
That's a funny episode.
It was like The Shining.
I've seen that episode. I don't know many South Park episodes, but that one.
I just watched the latest episode. It's all about internet trolls. Like
is it?
This season so far, it's all about internet trolls. It's very good.
That's awesome. We'll have to check that out. Are they all free on the Comedy Central website or?
Well,
not the new ones.
South Park
all the
is
old
on
ones.
Much now.
I don't have
in
much
Canada.
Music.
Neither do I, but there's a way to get them. I'm not gonna go into
detail.
Okay,
let's not divulge.
But I do buy the DVDs.
Yeah, for sure. But what was the original topic? We keep losing.
We keep just going all over the place.
Pick up the fucking list, please.
All right, let's go to a new topic.
Yeah, we can move on from Mirror's Edge. But no, let's talk about Deep Down first. That's a shitty name for the game. Deep Down. Deep Asses.
Sounds like one of those porn games.
I'm going to say a little. I'm going to talk about a little anecdote here. I had a buddy. He went to a family reunion in Nova Scotia, and he stayed in a tent beside some distant relatives or something. And all night he heard a guy fucking his girlfriend in the ass and going, "Oh yeah, you got a deep ass." And he was only about 16 or something. And all night he just heard deep ass.
Well, deep 16 ass. Is a good age to learn about deep anal.
I would say so.
Because some girls like
night,
that.
For sure. But That's just what I think about when I hear deep down, deep ass.
You got a deep ass.
Maybe I'm sick in the head. Maybe sick maniac.
Maybe it was Al Pacino.
Could be you sick.
Ooh, ah. She got a deep ass. Oh.
He had his head all the way
so
in
deep. I didn't know when it was going to end.
It might have been him. They look related, so... He's known to have some maritime relatives.
Yeah. Really?
No.
Al Pacino got some relatives in the Maritimes?
I really don't
think so. Oh, I got relatives.
He just made that Trump, that anti-Trump deal. He's a mutt. He's a bum. He's a... Did you see that?
No.
No, not Pacino.
De Niro. Didn't De Niro?
Yeah. They look nothing alike, but, you know, I mixed them up. But no, De Niro made that.
It's easy, especially in 2016, you know, Pacino and De Niro.
Italian last names. They,
Godfather,
they get me, right?
Goodfellas.
But
was Pacino in Goodfellas?
No. Nope.
Didn't he play one of the cooks at Tootie's Pizzeria? You wasted four goddamn aprons on that guy.
Oh, man.
Gotta toughen this kid up.
I gotta read that book. I haven't read that.
I've read the book.
By the Henry
Wise
Hill
Guy
book.
By yeah, Nicholas Pileggi.
It probably has a lot more detail.
No, it's pretty much identical to the movie.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Yeah, it was a little like
a
lot
a
of the passages.
Mario Puzo, Wise Guy.
Wise Guy's the Nicholas Pileggi book.
Yeah,
that Goodfellas is based on.
Yeah, I want to read that one too. That one's probably got more details.
I have
right?
it. If you want to borrow it.
I'll be borrowing it.
I got it.
But no, does that have a lot more detail?
No.
It's just the movie.
It's pretty much the movie,
damn
but
it,
in printed
man.
Form. Yeah.
No shit. Well, at least it's not a licensed book.
But Goodfellas is my favorite mob movie ever, so.
It's one of mine.
Yeah.
I got a lot, for sure.
Like Goodfellas, Godfather.
Gomorrah is one of mine, and that's one nobody's seen.
I haven't seen Gomorrah.
It's awesome. It's in Italian. It takes place in Naples. It's about the Camorra. The Neapolitan Mafia.
Oh, okay. The Napoli Don?
The Napoli Don.
Like Tony Soprano.
That's right.
He was a Napoli Don.
You're a Siciliano.
Hey, my mom says we're Napoli Doubly or
southern
whatever.
That's Italy, though, eh?
Yeah.
Naples, so it's still... But they have their city rivalries and all that. But the movie's about the harsh realities of the Mafia, pretty much. They got kids going down to parkades with bulletproof vests on to get initiated, and they shoot bullets at the kids.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like the place these people live in, like housing projects in Naples, and there's a lot of drug dealing, and these two wannabes want to get in with them. They end up stealing with the mob from the mob. They quote Scarface and shoot guns in their Speedos over this lake, and it's like five different stories of five different people all intertwined.
Okay.
It's one of those. So those are good oftentimes.
That sounds good.
And it's based on a book by, I can't remember his name. He does really good crime books. It's
well,
based
we
on
went
the book,
from deep anal to mob books.
Yes, we did.
So deep
how
down.
How does that happen?
We were talking about deep down
deep
on the
asses,
PS4.
And we went to straight to...
Oh, you got a deep
you
ass.
You got a deep ass, girlfriend. But, yeah, let's talk about Deep Down before.
I don't know much about Deep Down. I've only seen like
I was relying on you to know something.
The little trailers.
You don't know shit.
They announced it like before.
No,
the
but
PS4
we watched that
out.
Trailer last.
We did.
And
that
and
was
you
an
played
old trailer.
Dragon's Dogma.
I did.
So
play
we
Dragon's
can start
Dogma.
From there. It looks very similar to that.
And Dragon's Dogma
and
is a good
no,
game.
No, it looks like they took Dragon's Dogma and put a Dark Souls or a Souls series kind of. Take on
it. Well, it looked like it was going to be
looks like Dark
the
Souls
next
me.
Big RPG kind of like dungeon crawler kind of
and
game.
And it's got a Western art style, but it's a Japanese game, which they did in Dragon's Dogma too. And Souls games mix the two.
Yeah.
The Eastern and the Western art styles. And it really works for them. But no, it should be, I'm interested in it. I'll definitely follow the...
Well, I don't even own a PS4, so maybe one day I'm going to
God!
Jesus!
You fucker! You have a one, though?
No, I have a 360 and a PS3 that I watch Netflix and
Blu-rays
on. One
time you told me you were going to go get a PS4, I think.
Yeah, eventually I probably will.
I think that's why I'm always confused, though.
Eventually
like
I
a year ago
will.
Or two, you were like, oh, I'm going to go get a PS4, fuck
but
it.
Right now I do all my gaming on PC. So.
You're a PC gamer?
I'm a PC gamer.
Do you have any LAN parties?
No.
Man, I know a guy who still does those.
Oh, I used to go to LAN parties
still,
back in there.
He still does LANs.
Back at the turn of the century.
He's got five PC set up. He plays Carmen Sandiego. He plays... No, he doesn't play that. I make fun of him and
Carmen
ask,
Sandiego.
You playing Carmen Sandiego? But no, he plays... I think they play Quake.
Diablo 1.
Yeah. That, Quake 2.
Quake Arena.
Yeah, they play...
Unreal Tournament, the original one.
Fuck, what is one of their favorites they're always playing? Red...
Red Dead Redemption?
Oh, no, Red Faction.
Oh, Red Faction. Yeah, I remember
that
thing.
I think they play that. I don't know. They do lots of landing.
Well, I will
his
play
house
Overwatch.
Like a cheesy crouton, though.
A cheesy crouton.
Like, his house smells like a fucking crouton factory. Like, his parents do a lot of baking. Like,
oh, okay.
Like a blue cheese and croutons factory. As soon as you walk in the door, man, just pungent aroma. Straight in your nose, you know? You can imagine it. Your house has an aroma. It's not a bad one. It smells like fresh baked pizza pops.
Fresh from Norma's oven. Here's some Pillsbury pizza pops. Okay, boots.
Okay, boots. this has been a good episode.
So we were going to talk about soft benning. Kyle was going to explain to me what soft benning is.
Anyway, soft banning is because of the... There's so many cheaters. Even in console gaming, man, there's a lot of cheaters.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do that. I don't really have any idea because I've never... I don't know enough about code and how you go about cheating.
I wouldn't want to cheat anyway.
It's easier on PC to cheat.
Yeah, it is. But
yeah,
I'm
but
not
people
do it
on PS4, and there's notorious cheaters that show up in people's games to fuck them over, and their people remember their names.
That was why I quit playing Counter-Strike.
They can't really do anything to you except kill you, though, in Dark Souls, honestly. They can't steal your items. They can't... All they can do is kill you. So it's not the end of the world. Like, it was serious in, like, Diablo 2. Cause some of the
And Diablo 1.
Yeah, some of the shit... I got hacked in that game a few times. Some of the shit... And they were so many hackers in both of those games.
Yeah, and that's when I quit playing.
I quit playing Diablo 2.
Would just show up and...
That's right, yeah. Well, I played for a long time. I played Diablo 2 for about 2 years when it came out. And I had valuable items. I had multiple Stones of Jordan, which was the currency for rare items pretty much back then.
Yeah.
But, one day, rare items just started raining from the sky. And the economy of the game, you know, every game has its economy. Mm-hmm. Any kind of game like that. It went nothing. Nothing was worth anything. So I said, okay, that's the only reason I'm playing this, right? It's not to go do my 44,000th bail run, you know? That's boring, obviously. It's... The items.
Well,
that's
keeps
the
point
playing.
Where
the
I move
PvP.
On to another game.
And the PvP, though, that kept me playing.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, the cow level. I'd get all the characters. I'd get them to level 80 or whatever. I'd grind with them. I'd try and get them all the right items.
Would you grind for days?
Definitely, dude. No doubt. Oh, it's funny. I was... Yeah, The Wire, man. We got to get this sound clip. It's from... I was watching The Wire Season 3 yesterday.
I've never seen The Wire.
Bodhi... Is one
I don't
of the
know
characters.
Who Bodhi is.
He says, we was grinding for days. He says that.
Okay,
show, so we gotta get it.
We're
gonna
get that.
Yeah, we're gonna get that.
I am gonna sit down one day and watch The Wire because
well,
apparently
I can lend
it's
you
like
season
is,
one. That's we'll trade for that preacher. I'll bring you the DVDs. Next
apparently,
week.
It's like as good as The Sopranos.
It is.
Like
season two takes a nosedive for a bit though. Three returns and all the rest is great.
Well, there are other shows of that caliber, like Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad is on par with The Sopranos. That's
I think
of the
Daredevil's
ones,
on
though.
Par with The Sopranos.
I wouldn't say that.
Really?
That's not. I don't think so.
Maybe.
But
maybe
it's good. But the only show I've seen in recent years that matches The Sopranos is Breaking Bad.
And The Big Bang Theory.
You sick fuck! We're going to see how deep your ass is later.
Oh, it's going to go deep. Hoo-ah!
But anyway, back to soft banning. Soft banning was happening to Dark Souls 3 players, I think mostly on PC, though, who were even in
so
games.
They're like, so does that mean like a temporary ban?
Yeah, I think it does. Hackers would come in their game, kill them, and then they'd get soft banned. The people who got killed would get soft banned.
Really?
Yeah.
For hacking?
Just, no, for just having... Yeah, for hacking. But for
like
having
being
a
involved.
Hacker, just having a hacker in their game. Wow. And it happened to a bunch of people.
And that, sir, is why I do
That's
not play
bullshit.
Dark Souls.
That never happened to me. I've never seen a hacker.
Now, in Overwatch, there's some hackers, but they get banned pretty quickly.
Blizzard would be on that shit. Yeah, like, Blizzard don't fuck around. There's not a lot of hacking in World of Warcraft, is there?
Yeah. There's probably been some people who have.
I just remembered something, Kieran. I read a Cracked article about somebody who gold mines on World of Warcraft for a living.
Mm.
That's their job. And they got sweatshops
in China.
Yes, he mentioned that. Yeah, there's sweatshops in China of people mining gold. And he does it for a living too, but he doesn't even make much. And he does it all day.
I had a friend, actually he's still a friend, but he doesn't do it anymore. But one of my friends...
And Blizzard bans them too, and they make... Like, you're not allowed to do that, technically. You're not supposed to. No, so they ban him, and then he's
going
to
But one of my friends back in Ontario, who will remain nameless, for a while was making a living...
Selling
his ass! Deep ass! No, he was farming gold, basically, on World of Warcraft, and he was selling gold for, like, so much for a certain amount of money. Yeah, yeah. And that's how he made his money. This guy also made a living
from that.
This is the same guy who crashed the servers on Star Wars Galaxies because he had
so he's
so
a real
much
sick
shit.
Fuck.
He's just a big gamer. He doesn't even play games anymore much.
What's he do?
Not much.
Okay.
But
survive?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Live, sometimes thrive, that's survive. Enough.
But yeah, he was doing that back in the day.
Oh man. He's lucky, isn't he? Sit on his tushy and mine gold.
I don't know.
That's not a good job, man.
That would be worse than
that's
some
a horrible job. That's what I just said. And Crack, the guy hated his fucking job. It was like 12 hours a day. Or 16 hours.
Just getting gold.
Yeah, pretty much. Panning in the Yukon. May as well pick that shit up. North to Alaska.
No, do it. Yeah, who's that guy that
Johnny
used to
Horton.
Sing that? Yeah.
That's a good fucking tune.
There was a guy that used to sing that at karaoke.
Yeah.
What
was his name? What karaoke?
Oh, that was before you came along at the...
I don't know the local office. Karaoke scene.
They used to do karaoke at the old day program.
Oh, shit. They still do it.
There used to be this one guy that would show up all the time in a cowboy outfit, and he would sing North to Alaska. And he was brilliant. He was awesome.
Did he have a deep ass?
I don't know.
Okay.
My ass rape is limited to those with cognitive abilities.
No, you don't need to ass rape someone to see if they have a deep ass. You just ask, do you have a deep ass?
Or you use a ruler.
That's right. Or a meter stick.
Or a meter stick, depending on the ass.
Depends on the ass. This episode is brought to you by asses.
This episode is brought to you by Preparation H. When your ass has been too deep.
I hear that shit doesn't work. But let's quickly talk about Dwarf Knot. I think it's Dwarf Knot, not Dwarf Knot.
Yeah, we're about ready to wrap things up.
Yeah, we're
going to
wrap this up.
So I have not seen the movie yet. Apparently it's on Netflix.
It's really good. It's about this really interesting fellow. He's a little man from New York. I think he's from Brooklyn. Back in the day, he was dodging Puerto Rican gangs and stuff to go do D&D, play with his friends in the ghetto.
God bless him.
Yeah, like this guy, man, this guy's a character, and he's an amazing artist, and he has his own company, Dwarven Forge, and they build custom, what would you call those?
Like dioramas?
Diorama pieces for tabletop gaming for D&D, and he makes modules to go with them. And it's his own business, and he relies on Kickstarters to get the pieces made. He's made two modules so far, one for one type of dungeon and maybe one for a forest. And he's in the episode, he's making a city, and the city, you know, you can obviously do a lot with, but he goes from cons, you know, he travels around the world selling this shit and trying to get funding for it. And man, he works hard. He's got a little team, and they sit in their office just sculpting all day, meticulously painting each piece. The shit's probably not cheap.
No.
But this guy is a true like craftsman, you know?
I got to check out that movie. But my only fear is if I watch that movie, I want to play.
You'll want some Dwarven Forge pieces.
I mean, there's a mutual
acquaintance. That's why I'm playing Icewind Dale, because I can just play
Forgotten, or I can play second edition, you know, Forgotten Realms campaigns.
Yeah, yeah.
On my tablet without having
That's where I stand. You can play the PC game.
If you can find a set something up or look it up and find when we can, me and you can go play D&D at Sentry Box if you want. I'd be down.
I'd be down too.
And we could get like a really good dungeon master and go down there and play. That'd be really fun. Be a relaxing night, man. Especially because I haven't really played. I haven't played D&D.
I played D&D it once,
but
since,
a guy made his own module. I knew a really creative guy. He made his own module up.
Oh, I knew guys, but like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and we hung out. You know what I mean?
I haven't played DVD. I haven't played DVD. I haven't played D&D since 1987. Oh, that was the last time I played D&D.
Shit.
I played the light versions over at the Sentry Box. Yeah. I mentioned that like the game, last episode. The game I played like Castle. Like there's like, they're almost like board games, but they're like D&D light.
Yeah, and those are cool. Oops. For sure. The whole idea of it is quite cool.
Well,
it can be. Oh, and this I played Warhammer. This guy that I'm talking about, the Dwarvenot guy, he was a renowned dungeon master. Like he's... He has like an unlimited amount of creativity and variation in like the what he makes up. You know what I mean? Like this guy's.
Have you ever heard of that podcast called D&D UI?
It'd probably be really fun to do it with him. No, I haven't.
D&D UI, it's called. I haven't listened to much of it, but a little bit.
Is it about getting?
It's DUIs basically while you people play playing drunk
D&D. I see.
And they do it on a stage in front of an audience.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Huh. Sounds interesting. I'm yawning because I'm so tired.
Well, since Kyle's tired, I think it's time to wrap this shit up.
I need a hamburger.
Time for some hamburgers and some deep ass. So until next time, I'm Kieran.
I'm Kyle.
And we will see you next time on Grinding for Days.
That's right.
Peace out, folks.
See ya.